Hi guys, sorry I'm a little late. I had to install the babysitter with my son. So welcome to the call. I see we have Bruno and Maria and Sandra and Wyman. And also Tim is joining us. He's new to the call, so waiting for his microphone to appear. Okay, so as usual, we're going to go through questions. But before, I would like to introduce Tim. Tim is from, I believe, or he lives in Switzerland. Is that right, Tim?
Correct. Yes, living in Switzerland, but Australian.
Yes, welcome to the call. We also have Maria is Australian, but she lives in Italy.
Hello.
And then we have Sandra, who is from South Africa, but she lives in England. So lots of expats on here. So how's your baby girl doing?
Yeah, she's going very well, thank you. Nice. They've just gone for a walk to give me a bit of peace and quiet, but she's going well. It's been an unbelievable month that way.
Is it already a month?
Yeah, already 1 month. Yeah,
wow.
I can't believe it.
But, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
So we have on the call with you are Bruno from Mauritius.
Hello.
And Maria, who's in Italy, Sandra, who's in England, and then Wyman, who is also in Mauritius. Okay, so the way that it works, Tim, is that we go through questions first, and then we do a coaching session, and you can opt to like choose a few skills that you want to practice with benchmarking. The coaching. And then we go through the benchmarking and finish off with some questions. And I see that Jacques is joining us as well, which is great. So, all right, everyone. So let's do questions first. And I'm just going to mute everyone. And then you can unmute yourself if you have a question. So questions about meta coaching or maybe a conversation, a coaching conversation that you've had that you have questions about?
Bruno speaking.
Bruno? Hi.
Hi, thank you. I've right now a client, a young person, who's been through quite a difficult childhood. Parents divorced, but a lot of fights, etc. And now he's having some sort of commitment issues, and he's got a girlfriend, but very much afraid of considering his past. So I can see the fear that he may eventually lose the girl, and what's happening therefore is, and he described it like this: is he sometimes he's in a good state, he's wakes up, he's because he's been very resilient in spite of all the difficulties. Sometimes he's in very very good state. And then sometimes, because thoughts come in, and he then gets really, really down. He's very much aware of what's going on, and even more or less identifies the trigger. What I just met him, so we had just one session.
Okay.
But what I'd like to maybe to get some insights from you is. Sort of how to, where to find the leverage points to be able to help him.
Okay. So that's quite a broad question. If he knows the trigger point or the trigger that causes, because I'm hearing two things. One is commitment issues, and then the other one is that he's feeling, I'm not sure the word that you used, but feeling low. Well,
maybe I was not very clear about this word, commitment issues. It's the start of a relationship with this girl.
Okay.
And she sees a lot of potential in him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's sort of afraid. So there's a voice in him who says, well, better be alone than risk to be in a relationship, and then it gets sour later. And
okay.
He told me that he doesn't want to be the one who ruins the relationship. So it's not really commitment issues, maybe in the general sense. But it's really that fear that is sort of freezing him. And also it's these thoughts, and especially thinking maybe in this, what if later she meets someone else who's better. And
mm-hmm.
So it's and he's young, he's 20, so, and he tells me when he's in that state, he can't study, he's sort of, it's a miserable day for him.
Okay.
And it can go on for 1-2 days. So this is, but at the same time, in the past, he went through, very tough conditions, and he is resilient, he survived that.
Mm-hmm. And is he, because you mentioned that he is afraid that she's going to go on to someone better, and mm-hmm. you said because of his past, earlier on you said that.
Well, because what he saw probably in the relationship of his parents.
Yeah. So what are some of the, I'm curious about some of the reference experiences and the conclusions that he drew out of that, about relationships, about himself, etc. So asking meta questions around that, if he goes to that reference experience, one thing that you're already mentioning is that he's doing prophesying, what if, and so he's already thinking about the future, that she's going to leave or find someone better. That might not be a leverage point. That might just be like at a lower level. But you can only find that out by asking meta questions. So when that happens, what is the trigger that like puts him into that state? So is it projecting into the future and having this image of her finding someone else? Is that the trigger that gets the spiral going? Or, is there a specific moment in time where he starts doing that?
Yeah.
Once you have that trigger, then what goes on in the back of his mind? So he has the future, what if, and I'm hearing also the reference experience of like, okay, in the past. And then what does he believe about that that puts him into this fear of commitment? So that you can really map out, okay, this is how he has structured his experience of fear. And then you can detect and analyze some cognitive distortions. You can explain to him, like, if we use reference experience, because yes, of course, divorce happens and he's seen that. Does that help him though to use that as a reference experience? Obviously, like, it is a possibility that she eventually meets someone better. So what does he believe about that that puts him into this fear of commitment, and then quality controlling the situation as well? Like, once you have all of the elements, you can start to look at like what is the structure, what are cognitive distortions, and then also quality controlling. Like if you continue to think and feel in this way, my guess is probably that he then ends up sabotaging the relationship.
Yeah.
So is that what he wants? And if that's not what he wants, then what does he want instead? And help him to kind of imagine what he wants to, how he wants to show up in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. He already, in fact, he's a very young guy, but very much, I would say, very mature and very much aware. And he realizes that he's sabotaging himself and the relationship. That's very clear. And mm-hmm. that's why he asks for help.
So you need to get him to choice point because he has awareness, but it sounds like he doesn't have much power over the way of thinking. So helping him get to choice point and figure out what is it that we need to change, and then helping him with maybe saying no to the reference experience and welcoming in another reference experience. So I had a client yesterday who, like, and this is related to money, and her parents always struggled with money, and mm-hmm. as a result, she concluded, and that, like, actually she held that in the front of her mind, she concluded that I have to translate because it was in Dutch, but it's not for her, like, it's not for her, it's mm-hmm. not meant to be successful financially. And then she also had another belief that I'm spacing out right now, but that belief, she had put that way behind her. Let me see. Oh no, the belief was others know better. That's the conclusion. Others know better. So she couldn't mm-hmm. make decisions for herself, for her own business. And then at the same time, she had the belief, I know exactly what I'm good at. But that belief was like miles away. And so what we did we ended up foregrounding that belief so that that's in front of her. And the other belief, we got rid of that. So helping getting some empowerment or some power over the thoughts is just also a part of coaching.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And in fact, what I've realized also, it's, he needs to have power in when these thoughts, these negative thoughts come in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we, as humans, you can't prevent it, but you can control and choose not to be affected. So it's
So that
to learn how to do it. Yes.
That might be where the to just let the thoughts be thoughts. But it might be too strong for that. And then you need to do something else. So first you need to really gather all of the information of like, okay, this is the trigger. Then you go to this reference experience. And then you prophesy in the future that she might leave you. What he believes about that is that he might just as well be alone and da 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 da.
Yeah.
And so then you can quality control that, and as well as analyze, like, so what's, this is how you're creating this for yourself. And there's personalizing, there's using a reference experience that is limiting, like all of those things. And does that serve him in any way? Does that make his life a party? Does it help him get the relationship that he wants, and what would he want instead? Because my guess is that he wants a committed relationship, or just enjoy the relationship. I don't know. But figure.
They really got a connection. I met the two of them afterwards, but they are very young, but I think it's a very special relationship. But and he really needs to he really wants to work on it.
Yeah.
I feel very positive. There's a lot of hope. But of course, I had just one session right now, so there's work to be done. And so thank you for all that. I mean, I'd thought about some of these things, but you just talking to you now is giving me more intuition and more ideas about how to get into his matrix.
Yeah, and that's really the main thing. And especially also if we really care about someone, or we have like our, you know, we have like a lot of empathy for our client, then the tricky thing is to that we might get so involved that we start thinking for them. And we start leading the conversation or rescuing. I'm not saying that that's what you're doing, but
this is a danger. Okay.
Yeah. So that's just something to pay attention to, especially if we're really passionate about someone's outcome.
Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Anyone else?
Yeah, it's Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Sorry, I had to find the unmute button.
Okay.
Just a question to see what your experience is here. We had an internal to my company supervision day last week for the coaching network, and the topic was around appreciative inquiry. Are you familiar with that, or how familiar?
No, I have heard of it, but I'm not familiar with how it works exactly.
Okay, that's I was just wanting to understand whether you'd heard of it, had any experience with it. Yeah, I found that it was okay in terms of the questions that this approach presents, but on its own, yeah, a little bit limited. So I just wanted to see if you had any experience there. That's all right.
I have no experience.
No problem. I can figure it out.
Okay. I'll look into it. I'm intrigued now.
No problem.
So next time we can talk about it.
Cool.
Okay, anyone else? Maria?
Hi, Femke. I was just wondering, I really would like to learn the meta questions, kind of, you know, just have them sort of, you know, kind of roll off my tongue when I need them. So what would be your best approach, your advice for the best approach to learn, you know, kind of a whole group of meta questions?
You like for in the conversation?
Yeah, so when I need them, because it's hard to get the languaging around, you know, when you're in the middle of a coaching conversation, it's hard to get the languaging and you know, actually asking the meta questions sometimes. So I'm just thinking maybe I just will need to like rewrite them like 10 or 20 times or something. But I was wondering if you had any other methods for learning them.
I don't really have any other methods, and I keep my questions, to be honest, quite simple. Because so it depends. Sometimes your client is talking about themselves, and then I want to know, like, what do you believe about yourself in that? Like, what conclusions have you drawn from that? So there's like, I think I'm not using a huge variety of meta questions. I maybe have like eight, I don't know, just off the top of my head, eight different meta questions that I ask.
Can I write them down if you've got them in mind? Can I write some of your sort of questions that you tend to use mostly?
Yeah. Like I ask, like the like, what do you believe about that? That to me, that's like the most straightforward question. And if it works, it works. That's the way that I look at it. It's like, and for some, sometimes it doesn't work for someone, and then I have to be a bit more flexible. Like I ask, what thoughts come up in the back of your mind? What's behind that? And I always related back, I think that's like a really important part for me. I always related back to the state that it results in if I know that. So if my client has a fear of, mm-hmm. like, let's say, like we talked about with Bruno, a fear of commitment. So, then I want to know, like, what do you believe about this trigger that creates this fear? And that's like pretty much the main question that I ask. So what do you believe about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What reference experience are you using for that? Or where does your mind go? What conclusion have you drawn from that? I ask about intention, identity.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty much the main questions that I ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting more down. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And if I have more, then I'll drop you an email.
Can I suggest something?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, what helped me with the meta questions is looking at the diamond of consciousness. And in fact, what you just said about identity, intention, etc. And it just hit me that all the meta questions were there.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm just offering that the free advice.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Okay, so Jacques, I'll go to you first, and then I have to quickly get my son because he's crying and not stopping. So, Jacques, you have a question?
Yes, good afternoon or good evening to everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I had a client some weeks before, and we did end the coaching session. It was in the last minutes of a coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
And the client, in fact, wanted to... I didn't understand why she was not being called on a committee where she has herself the experience and the knowledge. But when I questioned her, why didn't she ask eventually to form part of that committee or to be invited in such forums? And then she said that asking that would be ridiculous.
Okay. Because? So,
there, thank you for saying that, Femke. And there, we in fact ended up the coaching session because she just said that she felt that she was stuck and she was in a war. So we postponed the coaching session for another occasion. But in fact, it was not only her who was in a war, but it was also me. So if eventually you could help me with, in that particular type of situation, what eventually would be the question and meta question that could be asked for to the client for mm-hmm. her to find a way?
So you say that you were in a war as well?
Yeah, I did. At a point in time when we were ending the coaching session, I really didn't find the question what could eventually help facilitate her to get more clarity.
Okay, and what specifically do you mean with war?
War.
Oh, okay. Wall, W-A-L-L?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I was like, war, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Fortunately not.
Well, like the way that I'm thinking about it is, first of all, what is her outcome? What is it that she wants? Because, and to also let her know that we, you know, that coaching is about like internal control, an outcome that is within her control. So them inviting her is not in her control. So that's the first thing that I would preframe, or if you haven't preframed it, reframe it with her. And to then ask, so with this situation, this is your state right now. So she's maybe upset or angry or confused, insecure, I don't know. Like, and what, where does she want to be instead?
Okay.
So that you get that clear, first of all, like, so that you know what to coach on. Because if she's stuck in, like, they have to ask me, then, like, it's really difficult to coach on that. Because that's not, like, the only, like, getting her to focus on what is inside of her control is really
cool. Okay, yes. Yes, because you're quite right. Although this was not quite apparent, but I could feel that somewhere she was deceived but also angry.
Yeah. So she's maybe giving her power away. And then that becomes the topic of the conversation first, rather than you working really hard. If like, if she says, well, that would be ridiculous, then first of all, like, I would go to because, and that's another, Maria, that's another meta question that I ask a lot, is just very simple, because, and then go to like whatever is behind that.
Is that met with resistance, Femke? I'm imagining that could be met with a little bit of resistance.
I have never had that, but no. And I think also it's because I've pre-framed that I'm going to ask questions that someone may not feel comfortable with, or but also that it is in their interest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Obviously, also the intonation is important there, but yeah, like asking meta questions about that. What do you believe about that? That makes it ridiculous. Where does your mind go? And then also getting her to that internal control.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. So I'll try it and then give you the feedback.
Sounds good.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Okay, so let's get started with the coaching session. We'll just set you up with the coaching session and get started with that, and then I will get my son. Who would like to do the coaching today? Not all at the same time.
I'm happy to coach if nobody would like to coach.
Okay, sounds good. So Maria is coaching. So who has a topic that if you work on that for 25 minutes today would be really valuable for you? Anyone? Maybe you have something in your coaching, in like setting up your business. Sandra?
I could speak about my business, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Ow. Okay, so I saw Tim, you put your hand up as well. Sandra was just a little bit quicker. So next time I'll keep you in mind. So Maria is coaching Sandra. For those of you who are going to be listening in, if you want to pick a specific skill that you'd like to benchmark, go ahead and do so. And then you have 25 minutes, Maria.
Okay.
If you need me, you can always ask, and I'm going to mute myself, but if I feel that it would be beneficial for you to interrupt, then I'm going to do so.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you.
All right. 25 minutes are yours.
Great. Okay. So, hi, Sandra. It's Maria.
Hi, Maria.
I'm not actually hearing you. I don't know if it's possible to increase your audio volume. I can hear you, but I might have trouble hearing you in the coaching session clearly.
I've got my volume on maximum. Do you not
see? Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
Clients.
Okay. If you're as close to the microphone as or the computer as possible, that'd be great.
I am close, but I can also change to an iPad.
Okay. Well, if you like, we can see how it goes. And if I have trouble hearing you, I'll just ask you to repeat what you've said, if that's okay.
That's fine, Maria.
Great. Okay. So we have 25 minutes together. If there is something, if Femke feels a need to interrupt at any stage, she'll do so. And otherwise, if I feel I'm losing direction as well, I'll ask Femke to intervene as well, if that's okay. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. So my style of coaching is generally challenging, and so I would like you to get the most out of this session. So if something comes up for you that is a motive, is that okay? Would that be okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. So we have 25 minutes together. What would be the best use of this coaching session for you?
I'd like to speak about my business.
Okay.
And the biggest problem that I'm having at the moment, and I'd like to place focus on, is about the way I'm interacting with my clients. And
okay.
Essentially, when I'm talking to them and doing a needs assessment for them, I think I'm giving them too much information so that they do not want to continue. They say, thank you very much for all that information, and we know how to go on from now. And that's the end of it. So my assumption is that I'm not providing enough of mystique or mystery about it. And so I just wanted to explore that.
Okay, so if I understood correctly, Sandra, is it in an introductory session that you're providing, you feel potentially too much information and not enough mystique? Is that in an introductory session? Is that?
So it's an introductory session, mainly with setting up new clients, not necessarily in a coaching context, but also in a training context.
Okay. So it's not always coaching clients, it's potentially in a training context as well.
Yes.
Okay. So both contexts.
So it's that the introduction is there, but the follow through is not my follow through, but the take up is not there.
Okay. So what about the take? So what in this session could we work on that would address the take-up that you're wanting to, I assume, change? Is that what is it specifically about the take up that you would like to change? Or
well, for me, it's exploring what is it, what am I doing that's not creating the take up? So what am I doing? Obviously the blind spot, because I've reflected quite a lot on it, that I'm doing, that I'm doing so much work beforehand and so much work preparing and engaging, and they're not, the follow-up isn't there.
Okay.
So blind spot, it's exploring what am I doing that I'm not converting into clients, basically, whether they're coaching or whether they are training clients.
Okay. And so what would that look like if you were to know, if you were to spend this 25 minutes going over what you're actually doing, what would that look like? How would you know that we would have gone over that and achieved what you wanted to achieve in this session?
Well, I think I would, number one, explore that blind spot, and I would, which if I know what it is that's doing it, I would also have more clarity so that I can change what I need to change when I'm interacting with them.
Okay. So exploring, so would that be just talking about exploring the blind spot, something you would need to write down, or is it that conversation, or is it, what would it be?
It's more... you mean, we are having a conversation, so yes, it would be a conversation.
Would you need to write things down to potentially explore later? Is it just something like a dialogue that we would be having, and at the end, how would you know that we've explored the blind spot sufficiently?
Well, it's more through the conversation to explore how could I... So a blind spot would imply blindness. So how could I become clearer?
Okay.
How could I become clearer about what is it that I'm doing? So
okay.
What to change, because I'm not sure that I know what to change.
So what state does that trigger? So at the moment, you're not getting the take up that you would like to get, and you're aware that you have this blind spot. What state do you have when you think about that?
So the state, when I get the feedback, thank you, you've offered excellent service and that was really a wonderful needs analysis, or that was a really wonderful overview. I think we've got what we need. I kind of, the state that it puts me into is, well, what have I done wrong? So it's kind of a disempowering state. It is a... kind of leading to despondency, I would say. It's the opposite of resilience. So it takes me a while to bounce back.
Okay. And what would you like instead? So at the moment it's the opposite of resilience. Is it a thought that you actually say that, oh, what have I done wrong?
Yes, what have I done wrong is definitely one of the thoughts that I have.
And how does that make you feel when that thought comes up?
You mean, how does it make me feel? Well, I think again, it's the thought is related to the despondency. It's related to, well, what have I done? That I haven't managed to convert this person or this client into a client, should I say? I haven't managed the conversion process. I haven't made the change from somebody who's interested into a client.
Okay. And what? How would you like to feel instead?
So think I want to feel that resilient where it's not where I can bounce back and say, well, look, it's fine.
You'd like to feel resilient?
Yes, and perhaps not that it affects me, because at the moment it affects me for several days. And so I understand this disappointment, but I think it's important to move on.
Okay.
Maintain, so that I become more resilient, that I become, and also that I know what it is, so I can shift it. So it's also, it's more knowing what I need to change.
Okay. And is it possible that you are doing everything that you need to be doing and still there isn't the take-up? Is that a possibility?
Well, there's definitely a possibility.
Okay. So how would you know?
Sorry?
So if you were to be resilient, so if your desired state is to be resilient, and so would there be a knowing around, is it resilient in the face of you've done everything you need to do, or what if you've done everything you need to do and there's still not the take up? So
I think the resilient is associated with not only knowing that I've done everything that I can do, but also that I have whatever's stopping me at the moment, that I've had a successful strategy through that. So it's also knowing that's the resilience. I really just need to know what is it that I'm doing.
Okay. So is that what we need to work on? The knowing that you've done everything you need to do, and if you've done that, you would have the resilience in the face of whether the client takes up the coaching or the training.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you knew that you've done everything you need to do, you would have that resilience.
Yeah.
Okay. So what could we work on today? So how would you know that you've done everything you need to do? So we talked about exploring the blind spots. Is there anything else that comes to mind?
No, it's just exploring the blind spots. There's something I'm not doing and I need to know what that is.
Okay, so let's go there. So how do you actually know now that you even have a blind spot? And what would you call a blind spot? What does that mean?
Well, it's something that I can't see. So if I'm doing everything that I can do, if I'm situation, I'm asking all the questions, I am doing everything that I need, I can't see what I'm not doing.
So at the moment, do you believe you have any blind spots at the moment?
Sorry?
Do you believe, Sandra, at the moment that you have a blind spot or blind spots?
Yes.
Okay, so what informs you that you have a blind spot right now?
Well, this very conversation that I can't see what it is that I don't know.
Okay.
But right now, it's something I can't see what I'm doing, that I just don't know. So I need to know how to access that.
Maria?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment. So she said that she's been like trying a lot of things in the past and also like looking at this. So she, in a way, she has been exploring this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious what she has done so far
to
figure out her blind spots.
Yeah.
Has she asked for feedback, for example, from the person that are not buying from her? Is this exploring and figuring out the answer, is this something that she can do in a coaching session with you, or does the answer lie within her? Is it something that is coachable? So getting a little bit of an idea of what she has done so far and figuring out that structure is going to help you also identify if this is inside of your control to coach.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Sandra, following on from Femke's intervention, so what have you actually done so far in terms of getting feedback after, whether it's the coaching client or the training client, in terms of clients who've not taken up?
So it's easier to speak about the training, the clients where I've done training, needs assessment.
Okay.
Because they give very concrete feedback. So to be specific, I recently did a training needs assessment for a law firm who had problems and were looking, one of their solutions that they were exploring was voting for attorneys in the law firm. And so I did a full needs assessment for what we have been in the organization. I spoke to the attorneys. And I spoke to the directors. And I presented, and then they So I did that. I addressed different levels within the organization. The feedback at the end was for all the information.
Sorry, there's a lot of background noise and having trouble hearing Sandra.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, so you did a full needs assessment with the law firm?
Yes, and I gave them all the feedback that they were looking for and the suggested way forward, both for training and for coaching.
Right.
And so I presented that to them in a written document. I also presented it in a meeting to them.
Okay.
And they came back a week later to say they've looked at all of the proposals. They asked me several questions in the meeting. And they said to me, well, you've given us such comprehensive feedback. We now know the way forward.
Yes.
We can do this in-house.
Oh, okay.
So this is an example, one example of doing, of just getting the feedback, not having, what am I not doing in order to take that opportunity which is there on the table and converting that into a client.
Okay. And what was your, have you asked, sought any other feedback from other training clients? After the presentation, after you've done an assessment?
So with other clients, I've done similar feedback. And the feedback is, in a school context, where I was put forward a training proposal for the assistant head teachers. The feedback came back that perhaps I was offering something that was too challenging to them.
Okay.
That it wasn't within their reach at the moment. So.
Okay. Is there a theme in terms of your perception between the law firm and the school context? Was there a theme in terms of the basis for, like, the law firm mentioned that they could do the in-house training in the school context, it was too challenging right now. Did they mention a particular reason? Was money an issue? Is there a theme that comes to mind?
So it doesn't seem to be an external factor. So it doesn't seem to be things that are money related or things that are time related. it seems to be something to do with my proposal that I'm putting forward.
Okay. So if
that's my conclusion, and I've reflected on it with one or two other buddy coaches, and as well. So if you're asking, have I explored this in other places?
Okay.
And that's when the feedback is that it's not sufficiently, that I'm not providing sufficient mystique, that I'm giving too much information away.
Okay.
But I'm beginning to think, am I giving too much information away?
Okay. And how would you be able to identify if you were actually giving too much information away?
How would I be able to identify that? I guess what I just if I hold back in another situation, or just hold back the information, or just that from the coaching perspective, I'm kind of thinking, well, am I not making it enticing enough? You know, so am I giving them too much of the away from and not enough of the towards? Am I not building the motivational axis? Am I missing that? So I'm asking it from a coaching perspective. So what am I doing? Mm-hmm. So it may be more than just information, you see. It may be that I'm not building. I just keep thinking of the motivation axis. I'm not building the away from and the towards.
So you believe you're not building the enough towards and away from, or you need to explore that?
I'm just thinking now, as a result of us having this conversation, I'm not building the away from and the towards. I'm giving lots of information.
Okay.
And the how to, but what I'm not doing is giving, I'm not building the energy in the system.
Okay. So as you reflect on your clients, can you see how that is potentially true? Are there any other factors?
Well, I'm kind of stuck on this idea now that I'm just not building the energy that
okay.
Will, because the other factors haven't materialized, they haven't said to me, well, okay, I'm sorry, we don't have this, we don't have that. So that's why I'm thinking that it might just not be, I'm not building the away from and towards.
And do you know how to do that? Do you know how to build that energy, enough energy towards and away from?
I probably need more focus there.
More focus, and what would that look like? What would be more focus for you, Sandra?
Well, I think I go quite easily to the solution rather than building the energy.
Okay.
So, do I know how to do that? From coaching, I know that I need to build the desired and the present state and the desired state.
Okay. Is there part of that that you're doing at the moment? You're saying you need to build it. So you're doing some of that at the moment?
So I did in my last needs assessment, I actually worked with them in what is their present. So I drew it out with them. We worked with whiteboards and pens and I help them draw out the present state and the desired state.
Okay. So you do that. To what extent do you do that?
To what extent?
2 minutes. Thank you.
For an hour and a half.
And an hour and a half you work on the present state and the desired state, building that energy?
Yeah, well, I thought I had built it.
Pardon, I missed what you said, Sandra.
I thought I had built it.
Okay. So how would you, what is that something you would like to explore potentially outside of the coaching? So we've got just 2 minutes left. Is that what you, something that you would like to explore outside of the coaching, reviewing the energy that you can build up and what you're doing now and what potentially you could be doing, or what would you need to do to pursue this and, you know, get clearer on this blind spot for you?
I think working on how I could do that more effectively would really help me. So how could I do it so effectively that it creates the energy in the system so that there is that buy-in to what's possible?
Okay. And you know how to do that? You know how to do that?
Well, I'm doubting that I know how to do it because I tried it several times. Well, the last time I tried it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I probably need a bit more there.
Okay. So do you know what resources you need, given that you've tried it yourself, what other resources you could access to be able to get to the bottom of that?
That's one of the reasons why I'm sitting on these coaching webinars.
Okay.
For me, literally learning how to build energy.
Okay, is there anything else, Sandra?
Not for now.
Okay.
Things, but not for now.
Is there one thing that you could do either tomorrow or this week towards this goal of identifying how you can build the energy for the present and desired state more effectively?
Well, I've got a training session, a 6-hour training session next week, Monday.
Okay.
One thing that I'm going to have to build in it. It's a trial session for school leaders. And for me to build the motivation in that section, because that is a taster session for a long-term training contract.
Okay.
It's really important for me to be able to get it right in that 6-hour session so that
okay.
For a longer-term contract. So I will be trying it in a very short while.
Okay. Is there anything else that comes to mind?
No, that's all.
Okay, I think we're on time now.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was the best thing you got out of that 25 minutes?
I think the difficulty in explaining what the blind spot is for me was the which would indicate that perhaps I'm not so clear about what it is. I think one
okay.
Of So the best thing is just exploring the concept of what is the blind spot.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Maria. Sandra, I'm just going to mute you for a moment. So, Maria, what are your thoughts? How did you feel that it went?
Well, I felt I didn't use any meta questions, which that I can really think of, mm-hmm. That I used, maybe that's my blind spot. Maybe I need to work on more meta questions, but I would really like some feedback. But I felt I didn't, if I think of the well-formed outcome, mm-hmm. I didn't really get very far down the well-formed outcome.
Right. Yeah. So one of the things also in this, and this is just like separate from the feedback form, is but when you get a topic where it might be that actually the knowledge is outside of someone's control, So if Sandra doesn't know the criteria for, or the structure of what makes a good, like what makes a good sales conversation, and to set that up and to then do a conversion, then you can explore it to death, but it's not gonna give her any more answers. So when someone comes with a topic like this, and this is what you actually started doing in the session, lots of testing questions. So do you know how to do that? Do you know the resources that you need? Like one of the questions that I wrote down is like, do you have the knowledge about sales and making conversions to get an answer to this? Because sometimes one of the main things here for me is, does she need a coach or does she need a mentor? And she might need both. But it might be that she needs someone to look at the structure with her who knows and understands the structure of sales. Because coaching is all about finding the answers within. And does she have those answers? So that's like one of the first things that I would have checked.
Okay. Yeah, you mentioned that. I didn't really go there.
Yeah, so what does she know? Like one of the things that I wrote down just as a question for myself is, what does she know about sales and selling? Does she know how this works? Because otherwise, like it is like going around in the dark and trying to find something. So that's I think like a really valuable takeaway from this conversation is like, hey, when does someone actually need mentoring and really making that distinction clear?
And great feedback, because I kind of in the moment I didn't really consider that she might not need coaching and potentially could be mentoring or training or
and then you can spend a lot of time, but if she doesn't have the knowledge, then is she going to get the answers that she needs? So doing that check in the beginning, or first of all, and you ask some great testing questions, and that's really what I think is needed, some framing and explanation of what coaching is and what coaching isn't, and mentoring, and because she said, I need to learn how to build energy. And so then you can kind of break that down into like, what specifically do you mean with building energy? Do you know how to do that? And then she said, well, that's why I'm on the call. So it sounds like that's like something that she needs to learn. So then do you know how to learn that? Or is that something that we need to have a conversation about?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So that's mainly like the, outside of the scope of the, feedback form.
Yeah.
So let's see, like, in terms of the skill of supporting, and I'll just go through the feedback and then ask if someone else has anything to add. But I counted at least 5 acknowledgements that you did throughout the conversation. So that's something that you do consistently. You kept feeding it back to her. What would take that to the next level is to make longer acknowledgements. So to kind of like wrap, so this is where we started. You started with saying that you wanted to like explore your blind spot because you're not converting, and you say that you're not creating enough mystique. That is one possibility. and that results in you not being resilient and it affects you for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So kind of like building that story and then breaking that story down again into now let's drill down here. Not creating enough mystique. What specifically do you mean by that? And breaking that down and then asking your testing questions like, does she know how converting works? What specifically do you mean with converting? Like the conversion process, do you know how that works? So what specifically is the lack of clarity that you have right now? So if she wants clarity, then what specifically is clarity? So breaking all of those things down, but then continuing to put them all together as you build the story.
Yeah.
That would really take your skill of supporting to the next level.
Great, thank you.
So you're doing your acknowledgements. It's just taking that up to the next level. Mm-hmm. In terms of matching the basics, for me that was... you were matching with Sandra. Frames, I am sorry I missed your frames in the beginning. I know that you were setting them, but I had a crying baby boy in my own. but I would focus on the acknowledgements and then...
Yeah.
And then if we then take it to the skill of listening to get even more of the details... so later on in the conversation, she gave you an example, and I think that was really good to have an example. So give me an example of what happens, and really asking. So first you do a training needs assessment, and then you present a solution. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit more about the training needs assessment. What exactly do you do? And then what specifically do you mean with presenting a solution? Because I was kind of curious, and that's like under listening, asking about what's not said. Where is she in that solution?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does she say, this is what I can do for you, or this is what, so I'm curious about that. She didn't say anything about that. Well, then she said, I present a solution. But is that solution something that she can do? Here's what I can do for you guys. So I was curious what that means. And then really drilling down on, okay, so that happens, you have done that, then you get the feedback, and then it affects you for 2 days, and that's been going on for how long now? So that you get an idea of her present state and the structure that she has been, because she has been doing these, trying to convert, and it's not working. She's been talking to buddy coaches. What else has she been doing mm-hmm. to solve this for herself?
Mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of information there so that you get a whole picture. And really grounding it in that example, then making that determination, like what part of this does she need mentoring for? What part does she need coaching for?
Okay.
To make that distinction. That, like I said, that's what I would do first, because then you can continue with an outcome that would be a coaching outcome.
Yeah.
Or you could set an outcome, and this is what I do, like, because I work with people setting up their own business, and part of that is mentoring, and then part of that is coaching. And what I do in the beginning is that we set up an outcome and then KPIs, and then we determine what part of this is coaching, what part of this is skill building and learning and mentoring. So making that distinction.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because then it becomes easier once you have that distinction to talk about, okay, so you know that this part, you need to gather more information. That's your, you know, that's your first step. And then you would like to be more resilient as you start learning this. Okay, so talk to me about the resilience. And then you have like a coachable topic.
Yeah.
That you can figure out. So that's why I think it was difficult to go down the well-formed outcome funnel, because you didn't have like a coachable topic yet.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's valuable. Thank you.
So then first, under questioning, lots of exploration questions and lots of testing questions, which I think was really valuable. Also, like you asked clarity about the blind spot. Your questions are there, like, you couldn't go down the funnel, but and you could have had more clarity questions, but your testing and exploration questions are there. And then, like you said, in terms of meta questions, but again, that makes it, it becomes so much easier once you have established this is what we're going to be coaching on.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So then I think it would be easier for you, because I actually just listened right before this. I listened to your coaching session that you sent me.
Okay.
And you're asking a lot more meta questions there, but then it's like far more grounded. So. Great. Makes sense.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Okay, so anyone else, would you like to add anything, or do you have any questions?
Thank you. I think it was a very good summary as well, Emka.
Thank you.
I agree with all the points. There was only one other question that was coming into my head as that conversation was going, which was also around the sales marketing kind of pitch and the skills there, but more in terms of has this been done in the past? Have you been able to do this successfully in the past, and what can you learn from that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, powerful question. Thank you, Tim.
Can I?
Yes, hi. Simon.
Yes. I think one thing that Maria could have done to take her skills to the next level is perhaps using a gauge, saying that she doesn't have enough mystique. I mean, how much mystique does she have now? And what would she like to have? At what level would she like it to have?
Yeah, the problem with that is that I don't know what mystique specifically is. I also don't know if it's the solution to her problem.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That would be powerful when it comes to resilience.
Yes.
But and I energy. Think that's and energy, yeah. Yes. First I want to know what she means with building energy. And so that I can figure out what does she mean with that.
Yes.
Because otherwise, like when you ask for a gauge, like it can become like very global and ungrounded.
Okay.
And so first I would want to do the grounding.
Okay.
And then I can check. So right now you're feeling insecure. And you want to feel confident. So like on a scale from 0 to 10, how strong is your confidence right now? And how strong do you want or need it to be in order to stage your price, or in order to offer yourself as a solution?
Yes.
So, but I want to already kind of know what the state is going to be in the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And perhaps coaching the body as well.
Yes. And
yes.
And yeah. And again, that's once we know the outcome. Because right now we haven't established yet, like, is this training or mentoring or coaching that she needs?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Waimam. Any other questions? Jacques, I'm going to unmute you. Hi.
Hi. I don't know whether my question is similar to the one that Tim just asked, but one of the questions that I had was that the thing that the coachee doesn't accept the coaching and walks out thereafter, I would have asked, how often has this occurred in the past?
Right, because yeah.
I'm not clear whether this has been very often or on some occasions, because it could be that eventually it has been happening as it happens with coaching normally. So I would have asked that question because I'm not clear how often has this occurred in the past with regard to the coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also a very good question. Just to check how often does this occur? So that we can also determine how big of a problem it is. So those are some great questions. So have you done this before so that where it worked? And then you can also check what have you tried before that didn't work? And how often has this happened? So those are some really great questions, Maria, as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let's ask Sandra, now that you've had this, like the feedback and hearing some different questions, does that generate some new insights for you?
Well, I think the biggest insight for me is realizing that perhaps I don't have the knowledge.
Okay.
I've always thought the problem was me, you know, as in coaching me, you know, it's an internal problem. I hadn't actually perceived the problem being a lack of information.
Okay.
So that was a real insight for me because that also throws up the difference between what is mentoring and what is coaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insight here.
Yeah, and I think we can stay stuck in there if we just start coaching someone where they actually need something else. It can be like both a waste of time and eventually like destructive because you're not reaching your outcome.
Yeah.
And so yeah.
And also your tracking that. The building of resilience is what the coaching conversation is about, but the conversion process is actually a mentoring process.
Right.
Great learning for me.
Yeah. Nice.
Great. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sandra. And thank you, Maria, as well. And thanks for the great additional questions that you brought to the table. 2 weeks from now, we're meeting again. I am going to put this recording up online. Waimam, you asked about the previous recording. I don't know what happened, but it's not converting properly. So I only have like 20 seconds of recording from last time. But I'm gonna see if I can figure it out because it was a good session and I wanted to do a transcript of it as well, so I'll keep you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks everyone. And if you have any questions, always feel free to email me. And otherwise, we'll meet again 2 weeks from now. Have a great evening or day, wherever you are, and speak soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.